You've just tuned in to the Hate It or Love It podcast, hosted by Caleb Castile, Chris Stewart, mediated by Moy Cardenas. We'll be covering sports, pop culture, current events, and local dining, and more. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at hateitorloveit_pod. So kick back, pour yourself a drink, and tune in. And remember, Mountaineers are always welcome here.
And we're back, baby. Welcome back, as my man Mace once said. If you don't know the song, check it out. Episode 5, we're back, ready to go, baby. Sorry that we've been away for a little bit. We're just going to get right into it. First off, I wanted to thank my main man, Chase McKittrick. He just got married, I guess it's been close to a month ago. If not a little bit more, he's sponsoring the drink today, Maker's Mark. I appreciate it. So, we'd like to apologize. It's been a little bit. Everybody's been doing different things. We've had a couple weddings going on. Moy's been traveling the world. Just got back from the Bahamas, Bermuda, whatever triangle you were going to see. I don't know.
That ting, boy.
Oh, yeah, that ting. That's one of the reasons why we've been having to be able to record the podcast, because Moy didn't have no time for us no more. Busy man, you know, starting his own little company and everything. Shout out to the plug. What's the website? Just so everybody gets a little, you know.
www.scmarketingdv.com. Come to me for your videography needs and anything else.
All right, so it's been a couple of months. We don't have all the details right now from the last time, but as you see, all of our teams suck. So the Eagles aren't doing too good. The Redskins aren't doing too good. WVU football is not doing too good. They're about to kick off here in about 10 minutes. So there is hope. WVU basketball is turning around, though. We're undefeated right now, so trust the process. Sixers are doing good. Lakers are doing good. So there's faith. One thing that isn't doing too hot, though, somebody might want to comment it on, is we mentioned this a couple episodes ago, is Chris's fantasy football team. Currently, he's in last place of a tattoo league, and I don't think that he's going to get any higher than last place.
There's still plenty of time.
What's his record?
1-8 or something like that.
Yeah, 1-8.
The person above you has at least 3 wins, so that's 2 wins you'd have to get.
That's fine. I do want to mention, though, my only win.
Oh, Moy's a second.
The only win I have is against Moy, and I beat him by like 70 or 80 points. But there's still a lot of time left. And then, you know, what if you don't make the playoffs, you have like a toilet bowl.
Consolation bracket, whatever.
So I got plenty of time. I'm not worried about the tattoo. I'm not going to end up with the tattoo. My team scores a lot of points. I've just had some really bad matchups.
You've won one game.
Yeah, but I don't have the least amount of points, though.
It doesn't matter. It's still about the record.
I get that, but I'm just saying, my time's coming. I'm strictly to blame for it.
Where are you going to get the tattoo at?
I don't know. I'm not going to have to get it.
Okay,
I'm
so
not
you have to do.
I don't talk about hypotheticals. I'm not going to have to get the tattoo.
So how do you know you?
But if I do have to get the tattoo, I have no one else to blame but myself, because the mid-round of the fantasy draft, that we were supposed to be able to do it online, but then Brandon Truitt messed it up, so we had to do it offline. So I didn't have any type of paper or anything to go off of how people were drafting. But it is my fault, because after a couple beers in, I drafted Geis, and then the very next pick, I drafted Adrian Peterson. So I have no one else to blame but myself. It definitely didn't help that Patrick Mahomes got hurt. But like I said, I'm not finishing last place. I'm not getting the damn tattoo.
All right, well, stay tuned. We'll live stream that when Chris has to get the tattoo. So.
But, back to football. You were right about Antonio Brown, but, you know, that was a short stint.
Yeah, he made it to the Patriots, and then a week after, that was it. Now he's hanging out.
Yeah, but do you believe that they're trying, they may sign him again?
Well, because he apologized on Instagram, he's been posting some posts, and the jersey he's wearing is Eagles jersey, which I wouldn't be opposed to, but, I mean, we'll see. I saw that the Patriots might want him back, but.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it makes more sense for maybe they shouldn't have released him from the get-go, I mean, but, you know, he draws, like, a lot of trouble, so. I don't know. The Patriots definitely need him, because Tom Brady, and I've said this before and I've been wrong, but I swear I'm right this time. He looks like he's 42. Like he, and that's fine. But, you know, he needs help because that defense can only do but so much.
Yeah. Well, guess it is what it is. I don't know. But in other sports news, did you see TBE is coming out of retirement, ready to take on some challengers? TBE, for you guys don't know, that's Floyd Money Mayweather. He's back, baby. 2020. Snore, he's coming forward. Snore. He's getting the money. We're watching the fights. We're buying the fights. We're supporting the best ever.
Undefeated. He's not the best ever.
Who's better?
All right, so we haven't seen him because he's older and, well, now he's past, you know, he's dead. But Muhammad Ali's the best to ever do it.
I mean, he's good, but no, they're different games.
No, he's the best to ever
Muhammad
do
Ali
it.
Muhammad Ali lost? Has he lost before?
He had better competition. He had better competition. Floyd, whenever Floyd has fought someone, it's been after their prime.
Okay.
Literally. If he would have fought Pacquiao in his prime, he would have lost. He waited until he got older, and then, you know, it's just easier for him. I'm not saying Floyd isn't great, but he's not the greatest of all time.
All right. Dollars don't say so. Record don't say
he's
so.
He's getting old, too. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. He's coming back.
I hope he loses.
All right. That's fine. Keep the same energy.
I hope he loses.
Still paying for that fight.
I don't think so.
But speaking of fights, you ready for tonight? Wilder fight. It's about to be nice. It's about to be wild. He's mad. He's
I love that guy.
Bad man.
I love that guy.
They're ducking, though. Anthony Joshua is ducking him, though. So we need to get back into it. Hopefully after this fight, Anthony Joshua stops being a little, stop being scared, I guess I say. I'm trying not to cuss so much. One of my New Year's resolutions, I'm trying to get in the swing of before
New Year's. Ah, okay, okay. Yeah, so that'll last about like a week or so.
It's a process, right? Like you being a vegan?
Yeah, it is. It's like, actually, to update you on that, I'm 27, about to be 28. So, you know, my goal is to be vegan by 30, and I feel like I'm on track. I really do. So 28, I'm going to be really like starting to like go a couple days, you know, with a vegan diet. So
had
I
steak
feel
like
where
5
I'm going.
Days this week.
Yeah, it's transition. It's transition.
Oh.
Yeah.
5 days?
It's a transition.
The worst part is Chris is already obnoxious, so when he's a vegan, he's going to be telling us every breathing second he has.
I can't go there.
Those are the most annoying people, though. Vegans and CrossFitters. I mean, really, they introduce themselves as vegans first, and then you get to like figure out, you know, all their name and their personal life, and then they're just going to keep reemphasizing that they're vegans or they do CrossFit.
I mean, I don't have a problem with CrossFitters. I mean, if they're doing it, you know, more power to them and everything. But yeah, you're right about that. Like, literally, they all have the T-shirts. Like, you're going to know before because they got the T-shirts on. They got everything. They're raring to go. But I mean, hey, if they're doing it, they're in shape, you know.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear about it every time they talk. Every other sentence. Oh, yeah, I'm a vegan. I do CrossFit. Cool.
Yeah, I like to drink and I like sports, but you don't hear me talk about it all the time. Well, maybe you do, but I don't know.
Definitely the drinking part.
Speaking of other things that I actually like, did you get Disney Plus yet?
I did get Disney Plus. Absolutely.
What do you think?
I love it. All right, to start off, but for some reason I thought that it was going to have every single Disney movie on there. I don't know why I thought that, but once I got over the fact that it didn't have all the Disney movies and like every single thing, I love it. The first movie I watched was Aristocats. So. Yeah,
just
a classic. Yeah, it was a classic.
Good.
So
good movie, one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, and then they've got Bugs Life's on there. University Inc. or
Monsters.
Yeah. I'm happy with it. What do you think?
I mean, I like it a lot. I think that the plan is, at least what I saw, is like they're gonna slow pace all the movies up.
Oh, okay.
Like instead of like having all like 3,000 of them that they have.
Yeah.
Like every like month they're just gonna add more movies on to kind of keep
So eventually
people. Yeah, they'll have them all eventually. I don't know when or whatever, but I just
gotcha.
Think just I don't know. That's what I saw. So, whoops, sorry. WVU game just kicked off. but no, I actually like it a lot. I'm a Star Wars fan though too. So like the
Mandalorian. Couldn't get into Star Wars, sorry.
Stuff. Mandalorian is probably one of my favorite shows right now. There's only 3 episodes, but it's pretty cool. It's definitely more than I thought it was gonna be. Kara's been watching Lizzie McGuire, some other good stuff.
They're rebooting that, right?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, actually, I did see something on Twitter about whatever.
Gordo signed back on.
You know, I like, too, that they...
That's Even Stevens.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Whoops. Don't disrespect Beans like that.
Wow. You know, I kind of like, too, that they didn't change any of the movies or the shows based on, like, the culture you know, how it is now. It just kind of gives you a warning because, I don't know, it's a slippery slope, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it actually shows a lot of the stuff that's going on. Like, it actually, you realize the stuff that you, like, grew up with and saw and stuff like that, and you never realized, wow, this is actually what they meant and what they said. Now you're
kinda,
this is actually real.
Yeah, it's kind of like, some of it's messed up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it's just a part of it. I mean, it's a part of evolving. But, yeah, Disney Plus is, it's nice. The only thing I don't like about it is when you watch a movie or a show, it doesn't tell you, at least mine doesn't for some reason, like where you stopped. So I don't know. They got a few things to fix up there. I don't know. Maybe it's just mine. I don't know.
I haven't looked into it. Like I said, I pretty much only watched like The Mandalorian and a couple other things. So
yeah.
Once it was done, it was done. But I saw this meme that was pretty funny. So remember the movie like Blank Check? It was like Macintosh, like he got the blank check and just like blew a bunch of money.
Right,
it's like a 6-year-old kid or whatever. So there's a part in the movie where like this, I don't know if she was escort or what have you, or she was part of, I forget the exact what her job was, but she ends up kissing him and she's like, I don't know, probably like 30 or something like that in the movie. And it's just weird because like, they're like, okay, nowadays she would get arrested for like, you know, basically.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, basically, you know, molesting this kid or whatever. And like, it was a pretty intimate kiss too. It wasn't just like a little peck, like. I don't know, it's just really weird, like, to watch it.
I mean, like I said, man, all that stuff's a slippery slope. I mean, you even have, I mean, we have, you know, Christmas time coming up, and, you know, there's songs now that are bad. You know, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. I saw Mommy kissing Santa under the mistletoe. I just...
That wasn't Santa, though.
Right. It's just... Yeah, it's a slippery slope. But have you read much about Netflix and Nickelodeon?
I saw that they're doing that. It should be pretty good. I saw they're going to come out with all basically the same as I think Disney's doing, but they're just doing it with Netflix. So it'll just be intertwined with your Netflix package. So I think it should be good. I wasn't a big, like,
Don't say it.
Nickelodeon fan. What? Or whatever. Like some of the shows, but like, I don't know. I was actually telling Kara, it's kind of funny though. Like, you know, Nickelodeon and Netflix are coming together. They're two complete opposites. It's almost like if you take a cat and a dog and you put it together.
Yeah. Right. I see what you did there. Yeah, that was clever. It took me a second, but that was good. That was good. Man, Nickelodeon was like my favorite. Hey Arnold, Rocket Power. I mean, all of them.
All Real Monsters, I like that one. Wait. It's like the one with the monsters and they live like in the sewer. Like the one has like, you didn't see that one?
I don't know. I can't remember it right now. No.
But then I didn't like what's the Angry Beavers or whatever.
That wasn't my favorite one, but.
PB&J, I was Disney, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, you know. I don't know. Like, Nickelodeon's always been my favorite, man. I mean, especially, like, Hey Arnold. Got the smoothest jazz music on there.
I wasn't even the big Hey Arnold fan.
What?
It was just kind of boring.
Rocket Power.
I like
Rocket Power. Rugrats. Rugrats grown up sucked, but the original Rugrats, it was great. Yeah, Nickelodeon. Yeah, I'm pretty excited
Doug's
for that.
Doug's on Nickelodeon, right? I like
Doug. Yep, cat dog, as you said. Yeah.
Did y'all get BET Plus?
No.
No, not yet. I have to reset my password. Something's wrong with... I try to set up the account, but it's working.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see kind of in the future how all these streaming services kind of battle to get, you know, your business, because I'm sure there's going to be other streaming services that are brought up and people are going to have to pick, you know, which ones they want to get. Because at the end of the day, if you're someone that has cable, which I am one of the people that have cable and I'll never get rid of it because it's just so convenient.
Retweet.
Right. Reblog. And then you're going to have, you know, $50, $60 of stuff you're streaming. So that gets pretty pricey. So it'll be interesting how it plays out.
There's HBO Max already. ESPN Plus is coming out. NBC Peacock is what they're calling it.
Right. You still got Hulu. Still got all the ones that are in
here. Well, the thing is, I think Disney's going to win it all because Disney is with, they have the whole package. It's like $12.99. It's Marvel too, yeah. It's like Marvel, National ESPN Geographic, Plus. ESPN Plus,
right.
Hulu.
Yeah, oh yeah, I forgot about
Disney
that.
Disney just
yeah.
bought Fox, so all the Fox stuff is eventually going to be on Disney too. It's like literally there's not much else left.
Right,
but and they're yanking everything off Netflix.
Right. So and that's going to hurt Netflix, but I think Netflix will be fine because the Netflix originals are just, they're amazing.
Yeah.
They do a really good job with that. And they'll find a way. I mean... Just off the Netflix originals alone, they'll be fine.
Yeah, 100%. Netflix isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not getting rid of it.
Do you
I don't think anyone
else
is.
Amazon?
Yeah, I don't use it that much, though.
I like it. There's some good stuff.
Jack, yeah, I've heard that there's
Ryan,
good stuff.
Some other stuff on there.
Yeah, actually, I've heard Jack Ryan's actually pretty good.
Tim Halpert.
Yeah. The Evolution.
But yeah, I don't. I probably should use it more, but yeah. So let us know what you think about Disney Plus. Haterloveit_pod. Are you a business owner or a homeowner in the tri-state area looking to have your parking lot or driveway sealed? Top Gun Seal Coating. It's the only choice. Veteran-owned, great service, the only way to go.
Damn, talking about going above and beyond the Call of Duty, Kylie Jenner's out here hitting home runs. $600 million is what she sold for half of the stake in her makeup business, just the makeup business.
Wow.
So
it's impressive.
Does she have the crown? I mean, of the Jenners, Kardashians?
No. She does not. She has had an easier road than Kim, because Kim got the whole thing started. All right.
What do you mean by that?
So we can, yeah, all right, we can debate how wrong it is with the movie she had with Ray J, but she got the whole thing started and she found a way to make money. Yeah, the porn. Uh-huh. All right. The sex video. So she got it all started. And so she's had the hardest road to get the Kardashians to this stardom and, you know, all that stuff. So yeah, Kim's always going to be the queen of that family.
So do you think she deserves a piece of Kylie's $600 million that she's got from her makeup business then?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, she's the only reason why she's
Kylie's
in this
the
position.
First one to start with the makeup, and then Kim tried to stole that away from her and did the her own little makeup.
Yeah, but Kim's the reason why she has a chance to do this.
She got the Skims line going out and all this
stuff. Kim's the only reason why she has the chance to do this. You know, a lot of people hate on the Kardashians.
Not Bruce, not the greatest athlete of all time?
No. Nah,
Caitlyn, excuse me.
Kim got the whole thing started. You know what's funny, too, is that they said O.J. Simpson, because he was friends with dad that passed away, saw Kim K, and I think it was on Oprah. I could be wrong about that. And he was like, she'll never amount to anything. I think this is when Keeping Up with the Kardashians was about to start. And he said, that family will never amount to anything. This will be a flop. And boy, was he wrong. So yeah, like Kim, they've just started, like Kim has started so much stuff for that family. She's the reason why they're just in a position. They're in the position that they are now.
So OJ was wrong because he didn't know that she's going to come out with a sex tape?
I mean, she found a way famous, though.
Did
I mean,
he think in the back
she,
of his
you guys
mind,
just find a way. Well,
about?
I mean, he just said he, you know, she wasn't going to be famous, and a lot of people probably thought that. But you know, a lot of people hate on the Kardashians, but I don't. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm fans of them, but I don't hate on them because they found a way to make money, and it's all these people's fault why they are rich. I mean, the only reason why they're rich is because there's a demand for it.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, everybody's buying there's a demand for it. All the makeup, all that stuff.
Yeah, but everyone's got them botched ass lips now.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, see, I don't hate on the Kardashians. I think, I don't know, there's a demand for it, so.
You know what they say, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
I heard the devil wears Prada.
Yeah, I mean, so that family's interesting. Who's your favorite one?
Well, it used to be, in keyword use,
Khloe.
Yeah, until, like, she went super fake, and now, you see all the work she's got done and everything, and she just like going back to Tristan over and over again. It's just like, I mean, I understand relationships are different.
Interesting relationship.
I don't know. If you can see it via TV, you mean it's not that hard to understand. Like, that's not the guy for you. But I mean, I appreciate everything she did for, you know, Lamar when he was down. And
I liked her and Lamar together, man.
Then, that's what, you know, they even took Rob in, let Rob live with them.
Yeah.
That was the good Khloe.
Because they had another show, Khloe and Lamar.
Yeah.
And that was good.
See? But then
it sounds so weird saying that, but I liked
know.
It.
Who do you like, or who do you think is the best? Or what? Well, wait. I gotta tell you who I like the best now.
Yeah.
I'd probably say, I don't know. I guess I'd probably go with Kendall.
Really?
Because she's the realest. I mean, she doesn't really have any work done. She like really doesn't fuck with any of them. Like, she's always modeling, doing stuff. I mean, I feel bad because Ben had to break it off with her. Ben Simmons, you know, my guy. But you know, she'll find her way.
My favorite is Kim, honestly. So, she just got the whole thing started. Yeah, you can say she's fake and, you know, yeah, she is to a certain extent. But, like, there's things that she's, like, tried to do, like, for, like, social justice, like the whole criminal reform thing. Like, that, like, she actually did play a big part in that. So I think if anybody can use their popularity to bring about some change, you know, I'm all for that. So I think that she's done some good things over the years. So right now, she's my favorite. I mean, that'll change because Chloe used to be my favorite because Chloe just seemed like down to earth. But yeah, for now it's Kim. And I just like that Kim kind of embraces like people hate on her and she's just going to live her life. And anybody that can live their life and not listen to what other people think about them.
They can't listen to they.
Exactly. I mean, I got respect for that. So.
Well, I'm with it. I get it. Boy, who's your favorite?
It was Courtney, but she seemed like she was just chill. But I'm going to agree with you, Caleb. Kendall was like the most authentic one, and she's not like the rest of them, which is what I think. But again, they're all millionaires, and we're just
peasants.
You're talking about
them. They could really care less what we think.
And makeup that we don't even wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
But got to find a way to make money.
Caleb, have you bought Kara that new Kylie lip kit?
I have not. Trying to get some Skims though. Looking for a promo code. If there's any Black Friday sales, somebody let me know. So the holiday season's around, I guess, here in the next couple days, what, a week? Well, less than a week. It's Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's time to get our eat on. It's time to put the diets aside, time to put the workouts aside. And just start getting to it. So what's your sides? What's your courses? What are you looking for? You like dessert?
Here we go. I want my turkey fried. That's the only way to eat turkey because if that shit's in the oven, it's terrible.
Are you frying? Do you have a turkey fryer?
No, I was actually thinking about buying one. That's not my job to prepare food. My job's to eat. So, but I am going to buy a turkey fryer. Maybe this year, but definitely by next year I'll have it. But yeah, the turkey's got to be fried. Definitely got to have some ham. Ham is better than turkey. And then we go to the sides. I like greens, for those that don't know, collard greens. Mac and cheese.
Baked.
Yeah, it's got to be baked. None of that Velveeta in a pot, runny mac and cheese shit. I'm trying to think what else. I don't like stuffing. Stuffing's terrible. You like stuffing?
I like stuffing. I'm an equal opportunist, though. I mean, if you put it in front of me, besides carrots, I'm probably going to eat it.
You like stuffing?
I like stuffing. Not stovetop, but actual stuffing, like dressing.
Nah, I'm not with that. I like potato salad, actually.
What's this, girl?
I love this. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams. Hey!
But, yeah, like I said, I like everything. Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
What about, you like black eyed peas?
I mean, we don't have them that often, but they're
all
right.
Nah, I don't like them. I don't like them at all.
I gotta have sweet potatoes.
Yeah, like sweet potatoes are good. Yep.
Like, I'm not a big fan of, like, the marshmallows. My grandma puts marshmallows on, like, half of it. I'll eat it, but I just like it, like, by itself. Green bean casserole.
He likes green bean. Green bean casserole is one of the worst sides ever made in the history of mankind.
Maybe it's who makes it.
I don't know. I've had multiple green bean casseroles, and it's just painful to even say it. And it's just like terrible. It's just not good.
Mac and cheese.
I'm with that.
Mashed potatoes.
Deviled eggs. I'm with that.
You said you like it?
Green beans, just not the casserole. Part. That shit's terrible.
I do Brussels sprouts and bacon.
Oh, Brussels sprouts are good. Yeah.
Put bacon on anything. It's probably good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Brussels sprouts are good.
Gotta have gravy.
Well, a good gravy too.
Yeah, good gravy.
Because a bland gravy.
Now, what do you like? Are you more of like a brown gravy or a white?
Brown gravy.
Mm-hmm. I'm not picky with that.
The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. You know, brown gravy, not white gravy.
Nah, I like both. I mean, probably if I had to choose, I'm gonna go with dark gravy. But I'm not mad if it's not dark gravy. I mean, they're both pretty good. That's the only way, unless, you know, the turkey's fried, then it's good. But if turkey's baked, you got to just dump it in gravy.
Are you guys the type that puts gravy on your entire plate or just save it only for the mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes and turkey.
I do everything.
But I don't care if it touches.
Everything.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
Like, I'll just slow my plate up and what I eat is what I eat. Like, and corn. I left off corn.
Oh, what about corn pudding? What? Oh, man.
I never had it.
Oh, man. That's one of the like one of my favorite side meals that my grandmother makes. It's corn pudding. It's good. You got to have the right person that makes it. Maybe it's the same thing with the nasty ass green bean casserole.
Potato salad.
Yeah, potato salad. Absolutely.
I'm trying to think of some rolls, good rolls.
Yeah, homemade. None of that.
No, homemade. Not Hawaiian.
No, not store bought Hawaiian. No, we're not with that.
I would like the rolls where they put them out like the morning before. They rise on the eye right there and put them in the oven after that. A little garlic and butter.
Yeah, come on, man. Store-bought Hawaiian rolls. What's wrong with you? There's a guy that said Subway was good.
Okay. Well, that's, well, Caleb likes green bean casserole, so.
Oh, yeah, so now we're I'm the only one that has good taste palate.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm a super taster, but another time. We'll talk about that.
Anyways.
But,
All right, what about desserts?
We'll go in desserts, then we can.
All right. For desserts, let's see. I want, man, that's tough. Pumpkin pie. Yeah, I like pumpkin pie a little bit better than sweet potato pie. Sweet potato pie is good, but I've just always been a pumpkin pie guy. Apple pie. Can't go wrong with apple pie and ice cream. That's just one of the best like combinations.
Warm slice of apple pie.
Yes, absolutely. It's got to be warm. Yeah, absolutely.
You like pecan pie?
No, do not. I don't like pecan pie. I hear Mr. Castile makes a good pecan pie, but I won't be trying it.
I'm in these streets. Yeah, I can I can do a little something with a pie here or there. We're big pecan pie, pecan pie, whichever way you guys
I tried to say it the way you were saying. I say pecan, but we'll say pecan.
Yeah. And on my side. But peach cobbler?
Oh, absolutely. That's all about the peach cobbler.
I'm not a sweet person, though.
Homemade peach cobbler.
You like cherry pie?
No, don't like cherries.
I'm not a big cherry pie fan.
No, I don't like cherries.
Apple pie?
Apple pie. Apple pie.
My Hispanics out there, Tres Leches cake is really good.
What's that?
It's like, I don't know. It's good.
He doesn't even know what it is, but he likes it. He likes it.
I'll take your word on it.
Let's go try it.
Yeah, but what were you about to say?
Banana pudding.
Oh, yep. I'm all about it. Was it your grandmother that made that banana pudding?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
That was good.
When we were moving and everything.
Yep. Grandma Castile makes some good banana pudding. But yeah, banana pudding's good. I've had all sorts of like banana pudding, like, but they've all been good. Yeah. I've never had
the vanilla wafers in it.
No,
that's really good.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, those are all good. let me think, what else?
People do those roll things. Like
pumpkin rolls? Pumpkin rolls. I'm all about the pumpkin rolls. Yeah, they're really good. Let's see, what else? I think we touched on all the desserts.
Yeah, but I got to it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any special things you do at Thanksgiving? You know, like kind of like with Christmas, you open a gift. Some people open one gift before the night before Christmas or something like that. Do you do anything like, I know a lot of people go out Thanksgiving Eve, like with all their friends and everything and get like messed up and have a good time to see all the people that are back in town. But do you guys do anything special on Thanksgiving? Or it's kind of just everybody get together and eat and watch football.
I have a great tradition where I have to go stand in a Kohl's line for 3 hours while my wonderful fiance and her mother shop. Every single Thanksgiving.
That's terrible.
For Black Friday. And then I'll get like a nice little something nice.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's my fun tradition.
Nice. I used to, like the night before, go out and like see old friends. But now, since my mom moved down to Williamsburg, I go to Williamsburg Thanksgiving Day. So the only Thanksgiving tradition I have is to take a wonderful Thanksgiving picture with our Chihuahua, Sadie Bug. So... It's just I have a lot of people ask me, like, oh, are you going to post a picture this year? Because Sadie has a beautiful smile. So that's the only tradition I have. So it's just go down and see my mom, take a picture with Sadie, eat some food, and then, you know, come back this way. But what about you?
No, nothing. Hang out. Eat at my house, then we go to Kara's house, eat at her house, and then
two meals.
Yeah. Just nice.
Yeah.
How do you balance, like, not eating too much at one, or do you just say?
Well, we eat early at my family's house. My mom, sometimes she'll go to work. She could pay like time and a half or something. So she likes to work on the holidays when we don't, because it's just me. Like I'm the only kid, so it's not like we have to cater to a lot of other people. And I'm easy to get along with, you guys know. So
that explains a lot about you. Caleb's the only child.
I'm just saying though.
Like it just kind of
makes all sense.
Yep, everything revolves around Caleb.
That's not true.
Sure, Kara would agree with that. But.
Okay, but either way, yeah, we eat early with my family, eat later with her family. So it's not that bad. I mean. I'm going to go in either way, so, you know. But I don't like dessert, so that's like you all have your, I always got room for dessert. Well, I always have room for second plate. So
Fair enough. Well, you know what really struck a chord with me? That you're you're Christmas shopping on Thanksgiving. To me, Christmas season doesn't start until the day after Thanksgiving. So, you know, if you have Christmas decorations up before Thanksgiving, you're a psychopath. I'm sorry. There's no other way to put it.
I agree with you.
It's just crazy how people...
Do you know anyone that does that more?
Well, if you currently walk into my living room, we have a Christmas tree up. It was up November 2nd with a bunch of decorations. And that's not the only Christmas tree we have in the house. That's the Pinterest tree, as I like to call it. We're not allowed to touch it. Not allowed to put any decorations on it. And then if you go up to our bedroom, we have the regular tree, which I'm allowed to put decorations and ornaments up.
It's just crazy, man. It's like Thanksgiving just gets kind of like looked over.
Yeah.
And it's just, to me, by the time Christmas comes, I'm like over Christmas. Because ideally, like in a perfect world for me, I would like put Christmas decorations up Friday. Actually, that's another tradition I have. So usually that Friday or that Saturday, I go to my grandmother's and I go up in the attic and get all their Christmas decorations and we put it down. It's just a nice way to hang out with my grandparents. But so that always to me, and I've done that growing up, is that's when Christmas season starts. So ideally Christmas, you would keep your Christmas decorations up until like, you know, a couple of days after New Year's. But it's like once the day after Christmas comes, I'd be like so tired of Christmas. Yeah, I don't see how people do it. Yeah, like, and I don't start listening to Christmas songs until after Thanksgiving. I don't know if you guys listen to Christmas music, but...
I mean, I like Christmas music, but, like, when I worked at Cheddar's back in Morgantown, literally, it was about... I mean, some of them were okay, but I worked there a lot, like, during the holidays with everything going on, a lot of people coming to parties, it's good money. But every single day, it was the same, like, 8 songs. And from, like, it's just, like, the same thing playing, like...
Merry Christmas.
Justin Bieber Christmas, like, whatever, it's cool.
Great album,
like,
by the way.
Hearing it, like, every single day that I worked, it's kind of played out. Care likes to listen to Christmas music, but I'm not a big, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I like it. The older I get, the more I like it. Yeah.
There's some good new ones. You know, I like the Let It Snow by Boyz II Men.
That's a classic. Yeah, that's one that of is a classic. And then you got, you know, the Mariah Carey songs. Mariah Carey,
yeah, she kills it all the time.
She collects that check. That's what she cares about. We got a mistletoe right in my hallway, so if y'all walk by me and we got caught under... Gotta do it.
Well, in the holiday season, it's just so busy, right? Everyone just wants to have parties and everything. Like, I see you guys enough. Like, Brandon and Amber, they're having a party. Oh, speaking of that, congratulations to them getting married.
Yep, congratulations. Nice, you know. Two great friends.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Was it 3 weeks ago?
I don't know, time flies when you're having fun. I don't even know.
Exactly, yeah. Ago.
I heard one of somebody cut the rug there.
I was cutting a rug. Also, this is probably... It was like towards the end of it, I made like one bad dance move and my pants ripped like pretty bad too. I mean, it was like bad. Like I couldn't, thank God I had like a jacket on because it would have been bad. Everyone would have been looking at my underwear, but didn't get charged for it. So That's good.
Well, do you remember someone actually, it actually might've been Care, broke a glass while we were there on the dance floor? Do you remember that?
I do stories? Remember that, yeah.
But I don't know if it was Kara.
I think it was Kara, yeah.
It sounds like something Kara would have done. I think I had it in my hand, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's Kara's fault.
You're really getting a lot of brownie points on this podcast for Kara, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's the goal, man. What are you going to eventually have to say? Or anybody, I guess? What is it? Happy what?
Happy wife, happy life.
Nice.
I sounded excited saying that, didn't I?
Yeah, why are you sighing?
No, it's cool. So what's y'all's favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, it's got Chris Brown in it. This Christmas, yeah, yep.
That's like the lowest on the list.
What? No, I like it. I don't know. For some reason, I like it. I mean, that's just my favorite right now. Maybe it's just because like I've watched it the most over the last like couple years. So
mine's A Christmas Story.
That's my favorite. Yeah,
I want that leg.
You caught me in a bad moment. Yeah,
I want that so bad.
I saw it at like Spencer's before.
Really?
Is Spencer's still even open? I don't.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
Don't you see the
Christmas Stories? Yeah, it's the best one.
I think Home Alone 2 is my favorite.
I like the first one better. Kevin!
With the bird lady.
What a smart kid.
They can't do that movie now, though.
Or why?
A cell phone?
Yeah, right, to find out.
Oh, yeah.
But soon your kids are going to be like, have little chips in them, so you'll know where they're at all times.
Yeah.
It's like, find my kid, not find my iPhone.
Yeah, that's...
Patent pending by Caleb Castile.
I mean, think about it, though. Is it really, like, that far-fetched? Like, okay, say your kid actually gets kidnapped or something. You can find out where they're at. And he's planted in them when they're a baby. It's just a little... They do that now with, like, other... In other countries, with different type of things.
You know why that is, like, such a bad idea?
Because something somebody can hack, I guess. And then,
well, yeah, there's always that too. Well, yeah, that's exactly
so,
that.
So the thing that you carry in your pocket that's stronger than the computer isn't the same exact thing.
No, like because you, your location. Yeah, but you always have the. All right, so if you don't do the find my friend things with your parents, like you could still track it down. Like if your kid's lost and whatnot, right? They can trace that. But it's just part of like a culture that's we're just catering and babying like people. So. If you always know where your kid is, like the best way to learn from things is to make mistakes, right? So your kids have to mess up at something. And maybe I shouldn't be saying this, I don't have kids. But at least I can say for my life is you have to mess up to learn from something. So if you're not going to give your kids a chance to mess up, how are they going to learn?
Well, I agree with that. And I'm basically meant from like an emergency standpoint, like almost like
yeah, but people don't know when they don't
want to. Well, that's the thing. I was saying, like, it's only like you have to call the cops and they more or less have the they can flip a switch, like, you know, I've seen my kid, blah, blah, blah. And they're the ones that can find where they're at. But also that leads into, like, government thing with laws.
Right. That's not, that'll never happen. Like that. That'll never happen.
You never know.
Nah, but I don't think so. Yeah, it just, you know, it all goes back to, you know, just pampering kids. And, you know, we live in the participation, like, trophy era now. So everyone wants recognition when they're not winning. You know, so... I don't know. It's a slippery slope. That's my two cents.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I agree. I was playing a Switch with some 7-year-old the other day at the airport and I whooped his ass. He's going to learn. don't play me and think I'm not going to beat your kids because I am.
Yeah, no, that's the thing too. Like you know, any of the games I play with like my nieces, I don't take it easy on them. No, I'm just going to beat you. Just get used to it. You know what I mean? Just, you're not teaching them anything.
I feel like Caleb never... Caleb got participation trophies.
I think Caleb is a participation trophy kid.
No, not me. You want to see some trophies, I'll show you.
What trophies up. You got?
What do you mean?
Caleb Castillo. I got
lots of trophies.
For what?
Participating in...
We had the best... Shout out to Charlestown Middle School football team, by the way. Undefeated, unscored upon.
You didn't average beat us in Little points. League, though. What about them Bears?
Yeah, who was the... What's the reason why y'all won?
Chris Stewart.
You mean Dewey McDonald? Yeah, and he was on that team, too.
You okay, and then about, after he left, we still won.
No one was even in the league then, bro.
Get out of here, man.
But, yeah, we doing loser. Stuff, man. You better ask about us. You saw that soapbox trophy, second place?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't play me, bro.
Article magazine.
Yeah, you? Article in the journal. Ask about me. I'll give you the...
Soapbox derby, yeah. Bro. Yo, any of your kids need some soapbox derby advice, ask Mr.
It's Cascade. All about precision.
Oh, my God.
I won a rec league basketball trophy once. Runner-up.
Yeah, see, that's participation trophy. If you're first, you last. Second place, the first loser.
We were tied for first. We just
how do you get tied for first in a rec league basketball league?
You can have records like that,
but don't you play a championship?
We lost,
so you didn't.
You're not first place then.
We were runners up.
That's second place.
I'm guessing you didn't get any math awards.
Oh my gosh, man, this guy.
Oh yeah, I went to math field day too. I'm well rounded.
Math field day.
But, yeah, you know, you got to start somewhere to get somewhere, like these, like, you know, that's the mountains.
So let us know what your favorite Thanksgiving side is. A hate it or love it _pod. Like Caleb always says, it's a team thing.